Christ, we commence our class on the parable of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till it was all leavened. So here, he's on. Here, this is the 4th parable of the kingdom of heaven. And this 4th parable talking about a leaven, right? The kingdom of heaven is like a leaven. So quite often, it seems so hard for us to believe. If the kingdom of heaven is the true church of God, if the kingdom of heaven is our hearts, how can be it has leaven inside of it? Is it possible? Of course it's possible. Because we know that Jesus Christ, He is perfect. But those of us who worship Him, we are not perfect. That's why we are here, to share God's Word together, to study God's Word together, so that one day we can be perfect and righteous in the eyes of God. But meanwhile, as we journey to the heavenly kingdom, some of us will have the heart just like the 4th ground and the parable of the sower. But some of us have the heart just like the wheat, right? In the parable of the wheat and the tares. But maybe some of us have the heart just like the mustard seed, even though it's grown, but inside it has the bird of the ear, right? Nest inside the branches. And then there's a 4th parable. Yes, even though the kingdom of heaven is supposed to be full of peace, full of joy, and full of truth. But here, see, a woman, right, took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened. So in other words, in the beginning, maybe this woman took, right, the thing that she's cooking, right? Well, she took this leaven, right, leaven. What does leaven represent? What does leaven represent? James, can you give me a name, please, brother? What does leaven represent? Nathan, yeah. Oh, sorry. What does the leaven represent? That? The world. Okay. It's true, I mean, of course, it represents the world, but even more precise than that, right? What does the leaven in the Bible represent? Yes, we heard, right? The leaven represents sin. Give me a verse that says the leaven represents sin. Where does it say leaven represents sin? Where does it say the leaven represents sin? Where does it say the leaven represents sin? Yes, First Corinthians chapter, brother. First, can you speak louder? You have a sore throat or something? Chapter 5, right? First Corinthians chapter 5 verses. First Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 6 and verse 7, right? Let's read verse 6 and verse 7, right? Actually, go all the way to verse 8 too, right? Verse 6 to verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 to verse 8. Your glorifying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Verse 7. Therefore, push out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. Since you truly are unleavened, for indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
다시
when we talk about something that is leaven. Leaven this mean even though maybe in the beginning it seemed very harmless, right? But if you mix this leaven with a certain thing, just like here, a little leaven leaven the whole lump. So here this leaven represent what? Malice, wickedness. But unleavened represent what? Sincerity and truth. So in other words, make sure our heart, even though right now it seems very neutral, but being neutral is not good enough. Just like Brother Sam shared, right? Talking about, you know, sexual immorality. Yes, even though you say you're not doing anything, but the thing is, you must pursue for holiness, right? So in other words, our hearts must be occupied with something. Be occupied with goodness, kindness, gentleness, all those things, or we occupy with something else that is malice, right? Unrighteousness, wickedness. There's only two ways to go. Our hearts cannot be completely empty, right? Just like our brains too, right? Our brains are not empty, right? We have to put something in our brains. But what's important, what do we put in our brains? That's what's important. And our heart the same way too. It cannot be empty. So that's why here talking about a leaven. And then the leaven, unleavened represents sincerity and truth. But there's another verse that says that unleavened, right, is the leaven is the false doctrines. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciples, right? Take heed, right? The leaven of the Pharisees. Can anybody find that one? Can anyone? I forgot where it was too. I got to find it too. Can anybody find? Let me see. Yes. Matthew 16, verse 12. Thank you. Can you read it, sister? Amen, right? So here, it tells us that make sure, right? Verse 6, chapter 16, verse 6, right? Let's start from verse 5. Now when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And then verse 6. Then Jesus said to them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Then verse 8. But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Verse 9. Do you not understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Verse 10. Nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets you took up? Verse 11. How is it you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but to be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Of course, the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees, even though it seemed they're speaking the word of God, but inside there's a lot of leaven. So because of this, it will leaven the whole lump. In other words, it only takes a little bit of the thing that is untrue to make things true become untrue. So that's why we must be very careful, right? So the last time I went to Hawaii, and the sisters got me some really beautiful papaya, right? And she put all this papaya in one basket. Then I opened one up, and there's maggots inside of it. Right? Maggots inside of it. Then guess what happened if I opened the other one up? There's another one right next to it, right? It also has maggots inside of it. Because I'm sure the first one I opened up, the maggot start from there. Why? Because it has bigger holes, right, inside there. But the other one seemed pretty good. But I leave it there for a long time. Because I can only eat, you know, papaya one at a time, right? I cannot eat all at once, right, a whole basket full. So because of this, the rest of it was also full of maggots. So I had to throw them out. So the same thing for us. Make sure, even though sometimes we think, look, it's nothing wrong, right, to believe in this, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't harm us. Like the same thing, if we believe that abortion is right, but the Bible says it's wrong. If we believe that homosexuality is okay, but even though the Bible says it's wrong. So things like this is just like a little leaven. Sooner or later, your heart be full of leaven. Very, this is very dangerous, right? So that's why we're there to say that if anyone come to you with any other doctrine beside the one has been taught, let him be accursed. Where does it say that? Where does it say that? If any one of you, if anyone, right, come, even an angel come to you, right, and speak any other doctrine beside the one you've been taught, let him be accursed. Where does it say that? Anyone? Yes, Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to verse 8. Sister, can you read it? Actually, verse 9 to verse 9, right? Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 to verse 9. Amen. Here is very serious matter. If anyone preach to you any other doctrines beside what you have been taught since you are young, let him be accursed. Even an angel. Even an angel. Because even Satan can come as an angel of light and will tell you things it's not according to the Bible. So that's why sometimes when I see that, you know, a second, third generation, they don't believe in our basic doctrine anymore. I feel very sad. Why? Because we have been deceived. That's why for all of you, even now, it's even more important, right? Because most of you, you really have not encountered outsiders yet, right? So when you preach the gospel, when you share the gospel with them, right? But don't think all of them, they don't know the Bible. Of course they know the Bible. But all they need to do is trace one thing in the Bible, then it become wrong. We have to be very careful, right? If Satan going to try to fool you, deceive you, he's not going to use monopoly money, right? Can you tell between monopoly money and real money? Of course. Even my little nephew, 7 years old, he can tell, right? Oh, he's 8 now. He's 8 now, right? Just turned 8. But if he used, nowadays the printer is so good, right? Couple of kids, you guys see on the news, couple of kids? They print, try to print the, you know, the money, right? The money looks so real because they put on the internet, right? The fake money and the real money, you cannot tell which one is fake, which one is real. Because the printer now is so good, they can print something almost exactly the same thing. So that's why now the new money, right? The president have bigger faces, right? And slanted here, slanted there, right? They try to make all different ones. Why? Why? Because the new printers, they are so good. So Satan is like that, right? Remember when he deceived Eve? Really, the thing that he said, was it wrong? Maybe 95% of it was right. Only one thing was wrong. And it's all it took for sin to come into the world. Remember when Satan tempted our Lord Jesus Christ, right? He quoted from the Bible every time he tempted Jesus. Was it not right? Right? He said, if you're the Son of God, surely, right? You can jump off this place, right? And the angel will not let your feet touch the ground, right? He quoted from where? From the Bible, yeah. And he quoted, you understand? But he used it in the way that he wanted to use it. And then if Jesus listened to him, why? Because right now, right? You go outside, I tell you, look, if you have no faith, brother, you have faith? Do you have faith? I say, yes, I do, right? I say, if you really have faith, you go out there and you cross the street with your eyes closed, if you really have faith. What would you do? You would say to me, away with you, Satan. You understand? You understand? Because that's not faith. God gave us two eyes so we have wisdom to cross the street so we can look left and right, right? You understand? So when Satan says, if you have faith, you cross the street with your eyes closed. No. That's temptation. Right? Temptation. Just like when Satan asking Jesus to jump off, right? The pinnacle of the building, right? So we must have this kind of wisdom, right? So every little thing's inside our hearts. Really, we must know the truth. Because the minute you add things to it, the minute you subtract things to it, then we become a curse, right? Let's go to the book of... Okay, let me ask you. Where does it say that if you add anything, subtract anything from the Word of God, then all the plagues in the Bible will come upon you? Where does it say that? Huh? Yes, ma'am. Right? Revelation last chapter. Chapter what? 32. Chapter what? 22. Can you read it? What verse? 18 and? Yes. So Revelation chapter 22 verse 18 and 19. Yes. Amen. Right. This is very important, right? So why did the council stress so much to all of you? When you write things, right? You must write things that is accurate to the Bible. Don't just make things up, right? Because if you add one thing, subtract one thing, then God will add plagues and God will subtract your name from the book of life. So that's why they try to stress and teach you. Don't worry about your grades. That's not the main point. The main point that they want to train you to follow the Bible exactly the way it was written. When you put the commandments, right? You know, upside down, right? Whatever, right? There's a purpose why God written the first four commandments, the first six commandments, right? The first four is the love who? The love God. What happened you switch four and five together? What happened you switch it? If you switch it, this means no longer the first four commandments to love God, right? Because what is the fifth commandment? Yes. Is that right? You sure? Okay. You're thinking a lot, yeah. Right? So it's different. Completely different, right? So that's why... Don't get upset, don't get mad, right? Because of these things, right? But rather, you know, try to be submissive and learn what they try to teach you and care about you, right? The same thing. If there's seven I Ams, right? If you put them backward, right? Actually, it doesn't work out. The bread of life must come first. I share with you already, right? Because without the bread of life, we don't eat the Word of God. And not filled with the Word of God, there's no way you can see that Jesus is the light of the world. The only way you can see that He is the light, because we're filled with God's Word. The only reason we can see that He's the door, we must be filled with God's Word. The only reason we can see that He's a good shepherd, we must be filled with His Word. But before you have the light, you cannot see, you're in darkness. And how can you see that He's the door? Then if you see that He's the door, in the book of Revelation, right? John saw the door open in heaven, right? What did he do after he saw the door stand open in heaven? What did he do? Anybody remember? What did he do? Did he just stand there? Oh, wow, beautiful door. What did he do? Let's go to that, right? Let's go to that. See, that's why it's so important. The Word of God is always in order. Right? Everything it teaches us, because God is the God of order, not disorder. Not chaos. Satan is the one. He can make everything confusing, right? Chaotic. So when a church It's not in good order. This means Satan is here. Revelation chapter 4. Chapter 4. Verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, "Come up here. I will show you things which must take place after this." Verse 2. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on a throne. So what happened when he saw the door? What happened when he saw the door? Huh? What happened? Young sister, what happened when he saw the door? Young sister, what happened? Yes, he was taken inside. He was filled with God's Spirit, right? Then he went inside. So the minute he went inside, what did he see? Yes, he saw the throne in heaven. And who's sitting on the throne? You? Me? Who? Jesus, exactly. So that's why everything that's according to the Bible, right? So that's why when we come to church, if we don't enter through the door, we can never see the one who's sitting on the throne is Jesus Christ. Not me, not you, not anyone. If we don't see this, and then one day, when you become a council member, right, even the chair of the church, you, the one, is sitting on there and feeling that you are somebody. But if you truly feel with the Word of God and see that He is the light, and with the light we can see that He's the door, when we enter through it, we only see Jesus Christ. When we see Jesus first, and then after you see Jesus, what? Who did they see after that? Who did John see after that? Who did he see after that? Hello? Who did he see after that? 24 elders, right? And the four living creatures, right? Who are those 24 elders and four living creatures? Yes, you and I. But he saw God first. Then he saw the true chosen people of God. This is very important, right? So that's why in our hearts, make sure there's no leaven. Even a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. Right now, right? What kind of cake you like, sister? Velvet. What is it? Red velvet. Red velvet. Wow. What kind of cake is that? That sounds like very silky and, right? Red velvet. I think it's, what kind of cake? Okay. So what happened? I make for you, right? I'm not a good baker. Who a good baker? Who's a good baker? Oh, Joyce. You're a good baker, sister. You bake the most beautiful red velvet cake, right? Right? And you just put a little doo-doo in it. That's all. Would you eat it? No. Even you love the cake so much, right? There's no way. I wouldn't eat it either, right? The same thing. We talk about the Word of God, right? It doesn't matter if 99.9% Word of God is right. If someone put a little doo-doo in it, you don't eat it. You don't take it. It's common sense, right? But quite often we feel it's okay, right? It's okay. It doesn't bother us. It's only a little bit. No. Just think about the red velvet cake, okay? Remember next time. Okay? Very important, right? Very important. So don't let that little leaven. The Bible didn't say a huge leaven. You guys cooked bread before? How much leaven do you put in there? Very tiny, right? Like a drop, like that, right? But you can make a huge bread, right? To get all puffy. Little leaven only, right? I'm not a baker, so my terminology is not right. It rise, so they said it rise, it make it rise, right? That's what it is, right? The bread. Okay. So the same thing with the Word of God. So let's go back to Matthew chapter 13. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven. Make sure this kingdom of heaven is like leaven because we have the first three grounds. That's why. If we don't have the first three grounds, we have the fourth ground, the kingdom of heaven will not be like leaven. When leaven goes in, what? When you first put the leaven in the bake in the bread, right? Does the bread rise by the way, sister? almost put right away, right? How long you have to wait? Not very long, right? What's that? Less than an hour. That's a long time, sister, for bacon, right? But an hour when you first put it, of course, not going to like that, right? But little by little, that's why every time you cook bread, you have to look in the oven. Hey, did it rise that? Did it rise that? It come up, right? Little by little, right? It comes up, right? Then the minute it's fully rise, right, it turns a little brown, like, oh, it is finished. So this woman, the same thing, right? She put this 3 measure leaven inside the meal, right? Here was leaven. Now, quite often, you know, in the olden days, you know how women used to kill their husband? You know, wives used to kill their husband? It's very interesting. Because in the olden days, what happened, this one case, right? Actually, it happened many, many times. But there's one woman that got caught. Right? So what happened, every day, she hated her husband. But she had no idea how to kill him. Then she realized this one, oh, sisters, don't get this idea, right? But now they do, you know, all the, you know, the science, whatever, the technology, right? You cannot get away from it now. But before, right, you can, right? So what happened, she put red poison inside his food. Every time he eats something, there's red poison there. Could you tell? No. Just very little. But all of a sudden, one day, he dropped dead. Right? And then people just say, oh, he's sick. Something happened to him. But meanwhile, the wives are laughing and all, you know. You know, she killed her husband. She got away with it. You understand? Many wives, they found out that so many wives did this to their husband, right? So make sure, Satan, every time you eat something, right, spiritually, make sure there's no poison inside of it. Even little poison, right? Just like the mentality, right? That homosexuality is right. It's not right. You must cast it out. It's wrong. Why? Because the Bible says abomination. But to have tendency for the same sex is not a sin. What do I mean by, you know, tendency? It means you have feelings, right? Feelings, only feelings, right? But if we practice that feelings, then it becomes a sin, right? Just like brothers, when you look at sisters, right? Sometimes you like sisters, right? Is there anything wrong with that? No. Unless in your head you go beyond the liking in the sense that you lust after them, right? Just like Brother Sam shared with us, right? He looked at some girl dressing this and that, right? Remember last night, right? Right? So in other words, for us, can you imagine God create everything so ugly? You look at it, you don't like it, right? Oh, they've been so pitiful, right? Every man, we want to behold a beautiful woman, right? Even sometimes I look at guys, wow, that guy's buff, right? Really? And he's in good shape. Then I go home, oh man, let me try to do some exercise, right? Right? But doesn't mean, oh, I want to sleep with him, right? Right? It's different, the kind of concept, right? So you must, you know, be able to determine, right, what is the boundary, right, we can think or not think, right? For me, I'm not ashamed. Even sometimes I see a pretty girl, I tell my wife, wow, that girl is pretty. And my wife doesn't mind, right? Because she knows that, you know, everyone, right, enjoy to look at a beautiful person, a handsome person, right? Just like anything else in the world, right? But of course, quite often, I cannot say it too much, right? But I really find anyone very beautiful, right? Beside my wife, so she knows that, right? But that's the way it should be. You guys, one day you get married, right? Make sure you have a kind of mentality. Your wife is the most beautiful one, right? It's true. Actually, even though sometimes you feel you say just to say, but actually it's true. After you've been with someone for 15 years, 20 years, you know that God gave you a perfect person. Really, it's like this. Okay, well, okay, yeah. So we're talking about thinking, right? Thinking. So make sure, don't allow things to come into our head. They will leaven the whole lump. This means we have the truth. Before the leaven, all the things inside our hearts unleavened. But can you just imagine, right? Everything inside of us unleavened. But the minute you put leaven in there, then everything else become leavened. That is really, really bad, right? Just like the garden, right? Even 90% of the garden is so beautiful, but this one spot, right, is all dry, smell like urine, right? Then the rest of the garden is not going to look good. Right? So that's why for all of you, right, you must really keep yourself pure. You must keep yourself pure. Why? Because Especially, you know, Gentile women, right? Gentile women out there, they always look very good, outwardly, right? Sam also talked about that, right? Outwardly, they always look very nice, right? But you have to be careful. Maybe in disguise, they are an assassin from Satan to kill you. Understand? Yes. For brothers, I'm sure that Satan can always use women to come and assassinate you. I'm telling you. Even in high school right now, in college, when you go to college, right? At work, Satan can bring many assassins. And that assassin is not going to be someone with buck teeth, ugly face, right? You understand? Someone can be so beautiful, right? Exactly the way you like it, right? She can be just like the woman in Proverbs chapter 7, right? Where have you been all my life, right? I'm waiting for you, right? I already, right, prepared a bed, right, full of these beautiful things just for you, right? Don't fall for that kind of stuff. The minute you fall for that kind of stuff, you'll die, right? Really, for sisters too, right? Sometimes our brothers are a little bit awkward, right? Really, brothers are a little bit awkward. But a lot of Gentile guys out there, they hear so good, right? They all, you know, they all like so cool looking, right? That's an assassin for all of you too, right? Maybe they're so sweet, right? I always say sometimes the guys out there, the Gentile guys, they talk so sweet that they can give you cavity while you listen to it. You understand? Right? For me, I was one of them before. You understand? Really? Right? So, but the thing is, take the awkward brothers, right? Really? And really look beyond the awkwardness, right? You know, when I went to NYTS 1 year, really, some brother just come and take pictures, right? He's like sneaking out of the bushes to take pictures. I'm like, what? Right? It's very strange, right? But, you know, our poor brothers, right? But, of course. And don't think, when a brother tries to talk to you and stuff like that, don't feel, oh, he's talking to me. He must want to marry me. No. He just want to say hi, because some sister get so freaked out. Oh, Pastor Woody, that brother talked to me last night. What did he say? He just wanted to see how you're doing. Like, okay. You know, just really have a simple heart in a sense that really show love to one another. It's okay if you like a brother. Of course, you like a sister, right? You think she's nice. You think he's nice. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But there's a limit inside our head. Make sure we don't allow Satan to have a foothold, right? So everything we do is permissible, really, right? But not everything is edified. In other words, the minute go beyond the boundaries, what God's teaching us, then we get to stop right there, right? We get to stop right there. Right? Did Jesus talk to women when he was on doing his ministry? Yeah, he did, right? The Samaritan woman, right? And can you think about how many husbands she have? How many? How many husbands she have? How many? Five, right? Five? Is it five? Let's go and read it. John, right? John. John. John chapter 4, right? Verse 16. Jesus said to her, go, call your husband and come here. Verse 17. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband. Verse 18. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband, in that you spoke truly. So in other words, she has five, then one more right now, but it's not a husband yet, right? Can you imagine Jesus thinking, this woman, she's, you know, right? Maybe I'll be the sixth husband, right? Maybe Jesus think like that, right? Of course not, right? It's not like that, right? So don't imagine things, right? When we're doing things, when we're talking to one another, right? Okay? So let's go back to Matthew. Chapter 13, verse 33. Okay. Really, this leaven is very dangerous to our spiritual health. It's very dangerous. Sometimes things seem so harmless, but you know yourself, right? Just like I know my weakness very clearly. So the minute I see, you know, something that is not right, then I get to run and flee. There's a time to fight and there's time to be weak and be a chicken and run, right? Just like Joseph, right? Just like Joseph. He knows, right, that the woman, right, want to have sex with him, but he just flee. That's it. There's nothing else you can do. You cannot stay there and reason with her, right? Because sometimes we think we are so strong, we try to reason with the things that we know there's our weakness. You cannot reason. You must run. Run for your life to fight another day, right? That's how it is. Okay? So this little leaven is very important. But talking about purity, right? Really, I stress for all of you, right? You know, when I was your age, right, to watch something dirty is very difficult. Why? Because you got to go to a video store and rent it, right? Then you have to be 18, right? When you go rent a video, for example, where I live, it's a very small town. When I walk around the town, everybody know who I am, right? So if I go to rent a video in that video store, the people who work there, they know my parents and everything, right? There's no way I'm going to go rent anything to watch, right? But nowadays, for you guys, Satan come into your house, into your bedroom. Right. So for you, all you need to do to watch something bad is a click of a mouse. That's it. So you must be very careful. Right? You must be very careful. And really, like Sam asked you guys yesterday, how many of you know or have friends that already have sexually active? See, there's quite a few of you, right? Already know, right? So in other words, when you marry Gentile, first, it's a sin against God, right? Marry Gentile. But the thing is, can you imagine, right? If, for example, you find a really good Gentile guy out there, right? He's all that you want, right? 6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes, I don't know, I'm just kidding. But, you know, everything that you want, right? And then you want to marry him. And all of a sudden, you realize that he already has 5, 6 girlfriends already, right? Right, and maybe you're already sexually active with five, six girls already, right? And that 6 girls already have what? 5, 6 guys already. So 5 times 5, 25, right? So now what if you marry him, you sleep with him, you sleep with 40 other people. Understand? Right? Yes. So in the eyes of God, it's like this, right? So that's why you must keep yourself pure and holy. When you save yourself for your mate, right, for your husband, for your wife, make sure you're still pure and holy, has not been defiled yet, right? Nobody likes to eat. If I chew food, a guilty, would you eat it? Of course not, right? Even though maybe, you know, I have really nice breath, right? I have nice teeth, you know, I'm very clean, and I chew food. Maybe only babies eat the food because they don't know any better, right? Babies. But for any one of you guys, if I chew food give to you and you want to eat it, oh, then you got to go see a psychiatrist. Something wrong with you, right? Right? But actually, spiritual speaking, the same thing when we marry someone outside the church. Right? The food's already been chewed. Maybe 40 times already. But why do you want to eat that food? It's disgusting. Right? But in the eyes of God, it's even worse because this thing is spiritually, it's been defiled. Okay? You have to be very, very careful. Any question, any thought on the leaven? Anything? Anything? Okay, let's go to the next one. We have 4 minutes. Next one. The next one is in verse 44, right? Verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buy that field. Right. You think from the parable of the sower, which kind of ground they must have to have this kind of feeling, to have this kind of determination? Which ground? Which ground? No, the parable of the sower, right? It's 4 grounds. What kind of grounds they must have to have this kind of determination? What do you guys think? The first ground? The fourth ground, right? The fourth ground. If you don't have the fourth ground, no way that you feel like God's word, right? What does the treasure mean, right? Actually, the treasure can represent the church, right? or God's word. Because the pearl laid on, it represents God's word, right? Just here, of course, the treasure. We can talk about the Holy Spirit. We can talk about the God's church. We can talk about God's word, right? Anything that you feel is the most thing that you cherish, right? Treasure the most. Just like in the beginning when we had the icebreaker, right? We go around, what is the most precious things, right, that you have, right? They say that? Most precious things, right? Or most valuable, the valuable thing that you have, right? Samuel wrote the Holy Spirit, right? And that's true. And that's true. The Holy Spirit. So in other words here, we're talking about the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field. The treasure hidden in the field inside our hearts. It's hidden inside our hearts. But not too many people, right? I mean, why that which a man found and hide? What do you mean found and hide? Doesn't make sense, right? Didn't he want to shield everybody else too? Why did he find it and he hide it, right? What's that mean? What's that mean? He found it and he hid it. What's that mean? See, this man, they're almost like, you know, dog, right? When they find something valuable, right? They find it and they go to find a space, they dig it right and hide it, right? Why do they hide it? Yeah, they can save it for later on, right? And they don't want others, dog, to eat what they have, right? And squirrels, especially squirrels, right? Oh, man, they bury everything everywhere, right? You know, there's no squirrels in Hawaii, right? There's no place to hide, anything, no nuts to hide over there. There's no land, right? I'm just kidding, but here. No, there's really no squirrel over there. But, yeah, so he actually the same mentality. So in other words, when you and I find something that's so precious, so valuable, we want to keep for ourselves. That's why one day, right, when you look at the sister, he's like, wow, bones my bone, flesh my flesh. You want it for yourself, right? The same thing when you one day you find your Adam, right? You don't want your Adam to pass your Adam to everybody. No. You want to hide him, right? And he's only for you. This is to show how valuable it is. Not because this person is selfish, right? Because everybody can find his treasure too. Because his treasure is in the field, just like inside our hearts. So that's why really what we have inside a church is so special. The sacrament of baptism, right? The sacrament of foot washing. The sacrament of Holy Communion. And Sabbath. Holy Spirit. All these things are so precious to you and I. But we must hide deep down inside our hearts. Because if we don't hide, sooner or later, actually the squirrel will come and take it up, right? And the bird of the air will come and snatch it. So we must hide those things deep down inside our hearts. For me, I've been in Christ for 13 years now. And our doctrine inside church is not compatible, right? There's no other church compatible to the doctrine that we have in our church. But every one of you must have that kind of feeling. If you don't have that kind of feeling that our church is so special, the doctrine we have so special, then everywhere else you can just go, right?
Really?
Being a TJC minister is actually... it's easy, but it's not that easy, right? Because since I was little, my mother, my Greek mother, right, she always wanted me to become a priest, right? Because a priest, back then, they make $100,000 a year. And then the members buy them the house, right? So, and then their church is huge. So my mother always wanted me to become a Greek priest, right? Because then Greek priests, you got to train, you speak Latin, speak Greek, speak Hebrews, right? All those things, right? Then I end up in TJC, right? Yeah, TJC. How blessed, I'm blessed, really, I'm blessed. So really praise and thank God. So study, right, for tomorrow reading, study the hidden treasure and the pearl and also the dragnet. Right? Really study, when I'm saying study it, right? Study it, use the Bible, right, to interpret what we have, just like the leaven, right? Right? We go to different verses, see what leaven represents, right? Okay? Let's kneel down and pray together and give thanks to God for these morning classes.